Okay, so today's daf is daf 26, Shem Hashem, Naaseh Natzliach. We left off on 25b at the Mishnah. Mishnah begins, Behemad gasa niknet v'misira v'haddaka v'hagba'ah. A large animal is acquired through misira, through passing it over, whereas a small animal is acquired through hagba'ah, through raising the animal. Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Elazar. That a small animal is acquired through meshicha, which is just pulling it over to the person. So the Gemara says, "Darash Rav bekimchunia." He was doresh in kimchunia. Behema gasa niknet meshicha. He said, "A big animal is acquired through meshicha, just pulling it over to yourself." Ashkachinu Shmuel l'tamidei derav. Shmuel saw the students of Rav. Amar lo, he said to them, "Mi amar Rav behema gasa niknet meshicha." Did Rav really say that a large animal is acquired through pulling it over? Veha'anan b'misiratnan. But we learned that they are acquired through misira. They're acquired through passing it over, through giving it over to them, right? We learned all of this on Kafbed Amud Bed. If you go back there, we discussed what the difference is between meshicha, misira, and even the hagba'a. We discussed all these cases, right? So over there, if you just go back, the Gemara asks, what is considered... Kitab Mesira, what's Mesira? Mesira is achaza betalpa. You grabbed his hoof, or his hair, or the saddle on the animal, that's considered Mesira. Meshicha is even if you just korela, you just call the animal and the animal comes to you, that's enough. That's the difference between Mesira and Meshicha. So the Gemara is saying, we said, Shemuel is saying, we said it's Mesira. You have to actually grab something. Whereas Rav is saying, that did Rav really say it was Meshicha, that just calling it over is enough? V'Rav nam Mesira amar. Rav also was saying Mesira. So the Gemara says, Hadar be me'ahi. Maybe, so the Gemara is asking, Shmuel is asking, Hadar be me'ahi? Did Rav retract his opinion from what he said, that the animal, the large animal, is only acquired through Mesira? So the Gemara says, Huda amar ki aitana. Rav holds like the following Tana. The Tanya is a writer that says, V'chachamim omrim, zo v'zo niknen meshicha. Both the large and small animals are acquired through Mesicha. Rishimon says zo zo behagba. Both of them through hagba, through raising it, and not mesira or meshicha. This is where Rav would learn his opinion from. So the Gemara says, hold on. Rashi says zo zo hadaka v'agasah chi aitana svira leder Rav. Rav holds like this Tana. So Rav is saying like the first Tana over here. So the Gemara says matkifla Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a contradiction. In the matter, if that's the case, peel the Rabbi Shimon b'manei kane. So the Gemara is asking, according to Rabbi Shimon, that he says you can only acquire the animals with raising them. How would Rabbi Shimon explain an elephant? How can you acquire an elephant? Who's raising an elephant? You can't raise an elephant. So, Amar le abaye b'chalifin. You can do it through chalifin, which is kinyan sudar. You can acquire it like that. In Amer, another way is b'socher mekomo. You can rent out the area where the elephant is lying on, and therefore you would acquire the animal just like that. Rabbi Zira Amar, mevi arba'a kelim v'nichan tahad raglav. No, Rabbi Zira says, you take four kelim, and you place it under the legs of the animal, of the elephant, and you would acquire it through that. So the Gemara says, shma mina kelav shalokeach v'rishud mocher fana lokeach. Is that coming to say that the utensils of a buyer, in the jurisdiction of a seller, the buyer is acquiring? If I take my utensil, I put it in the seller's area, under the animal. I acquire the animal, but it's his area, it's his location. When it says, Afamai Eskina, what are we dealing with here? Besimta. No, we're talking about a corner that is not the Rishut Arabim. It's not the public domain, it's not a private domain. It doesn't, you know, but it's a Rishut Arabim. It's next to the public domain. And therefore, that's how he's able to acquire it in that way. But the Gemara says, another way, Inami Bechavilei Zemorot. Another way, to be able to raise the animal, let's say you have like a animal's food, elephant's food, which is, let's say bundles of branches and stuff like that. You would place bundles of three tfachim high, and you'd walk the elephant on top of these bundles. Now once you take the elephant three tfachim above the ground, you know, it's like levud, right? We say levud. So therefore, Rashi says, "Hakgivoyim min ha'ar shloshat tefachim u'madichan aleihem hakba'at shloshat tefachim hakba'ahu denafkalem itorad levud." It left the status of levud when it's not within three tefachim, and therefore, if you raise it above three tefachim from the ground, one, two, three, up the year, that it would acquire it to you, and the animal would belong to you. New Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Nechasim sheyesh lemachrayut niknin bekesef v'shtar chazaka." real property, land, is acquired through kesef, money, document, and a chazakah. She'en lahem achrayut, if it's not real property, meaning it's movable properties, ein iknin elav mishicha, it can only be acquired through pulling it over to yourself. Nechasim she'en lahem achrayut, niknim im nechasim she'esh lahem achrayut, bekesef shtar o chazakah. Whereas real, non-real property, movable property, can be acquired with real property, with land, through kesef shtar and chazakah. If let's say it was being acquired together, then it would work in those three ways because it is with the land. Huh? We're gonna see. V'zokekin et hanechasim sheyesh lehem achrayut dishava alehen. And even if let's say the acquiring is coming together with land and non-real property, both of them together, therefore, you would be allowed to cause them, make him swear, even though in a regular case, Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hechad ta'ano kelim ha-karkaot, v'nitchayev li-shava al-metaltelin, zokgin ha-metaltelin et ha-karkaot li-shava al-hen. If, let's say, someone is making a claim against those the movable properties, and this land is with it, right? So he's allowed to make you swear, even though you don't swear on karka, you don't swear on land. You would swear on the metaltelin. So he's allowed to make you swear on the land, agav the movable properties. That's what Rashi is saying. Zokkin ha-metaltelin et ha-karkaot li-shava al-hen, ha-zokkin nechasim kaya she'en lahem achariut ve'lav ha-beidin. It's requiring them to make this swear if need be, and therefore, even though generally with land property, with real property, we would not make them swear, in this case, we would make them swear. So the Gemara says, "Mikhesef minalan." How do we know you can acquire in this case with money? Amar chizkiya, Amar kara, the pasuk says, "Sadot b'kesef iknu." Says by Meforash, fields with money you can acquire. Ve'im adi kashtar. Maybe it's you need to have a document also. Ichtiv akatov b'sefer v'chatom. You need to have a sefer. The Gemara says, "Ikativ iknu lebasof k'dika amar." If it would have said acquired at the end of the pasuk, you're right. Hashta dichtiv iknu meikara kesef kane shtar raya balmahu. Now that it says acquire in the beginning of the pasuk, kesef acquires the land, the property altogether. Document is only a proof to it. The Gemara says, "Amarav lo shanu ela b'makom she'en kotvin et ashtar." That's only where, in places where they don't write a document. Al b'makom she'kotvin et ashtar lo kana. Is a girsa here? Ad she'yichtov et ashtar. He says, in places where they write a document, you didn't acquire with money until they write a document. V'parish parish. But if you specified that you want, you want to buy it with money or you want to buy it with a document, you can make such a specification. You're allowed to do that. How do we know? Ki hadar avidi baravin. Ki zavin ara, when you would purchase land, Amar, you would say the following. Iba'in v'kaspa akne, iba'in b'shtara akne. If I want, I'll buy it with money. If I want, I'll buy it with a document. Why did he do that? Iba'in v'kaspa akne. He says, if I want it with money, I'll buy it. Di ba'itu lemehadar lo matitu hadritu. If they want to retract after I paid them, they can't retract anymore. I bought it. I paid you already. I don't need a document. And then he says, v'iba'in v'shtara akne. If I want it with a document, I can acquire. If I want to retract now, and I gave the money, but I didn't give the document yet, I can still retract. So therefore, he makes it a double benefit for himself, that they can't retract, but he can, if he wants to, until he gives the document. Very good. Uvishtar minalan. How do we know the document you can acquire? So the Gemara says, Ilema mishum dichtiv vechatov basefer vechatom ve'ed edim. Maybe because it says in the pasuk that you need to write basefer. V'hamar shtar rayavamo. But we just said a document is just a proof. It's not an actual binding thing. It's just a proof to the sale. The Gemara says, "Ela mehacha." From this pasuk, "Vayikach et sefer amikna." Oh, he acquires a sefer amikna. There needs to be through a sefer you can acquire. Amar Shmuel lo shanu el bishtar matana. That's only with a document of a gift. Aval b'mecher lo kana ad sheiten lo damim. But with a sale, a document is not enough to acquire. You need to have a document with money. The Gemara says, "Meiti v'ramim nuna bishtar ketzad." How would you do it with a document? Katav lo ala niyar o ala cheres. If you write on a paper or on a kli, earthenware kli, afal pishen b'im shave pruta. Even though it's not worth a pruta, sadi mechura alach. My field is sold to you. Sadi netuna alach. My field is given to you. Harezo mechurav unetuna. It's sold and given to him. That's enough. You don't need money. So why did we say you need money? Humayti b'lahu mefarekla. B'mocher sadehu mipnei ra'ata. No, over there is different. He is selling his field because it's not a good field. And so therefore he's okay with selling it even with just a document. That's fine. Rav Ashi amar, v'matana bikesh litena lo, v'lama katav lo lashon mecher kedei le'apot et kocho. No, he wanted to give it to him as a gift. He wanted to give it to the guy, the field as a gift. But why did he write it in Lashon, in the document, he wrote it as a sale? He wanted to strengthen the guy. He's saying, look, I'm writing it as a sale to you. Let's say somebody comes after me and says, oh, I owe him money. And he comes after this purchase that you made. It's really a gift. But I'm going to write it to you as a sale so that I'm obligated to pay you back if they come and take this field from you. So even if they come and take the field from you, you have a document that shows that you bought it from me, that I have to now come and pay you back. We said with Chazakah, Minnalan, how do we know that? Amar Chizkiyah, Amar Kra, Ushvu Ba'arechem, Asher Tefastem. You sat in the city that you grabbed. B'met Tefastem, how did you grab it? B'yeshiva, with sitting in it. Just by sitting in it, you acquired it. So the Gemara says, Dever B'yishmael Tana, B'yirishtem Ota, B'yishavtem Ba, inherited it and you sat in it. How did you inherit it? Be yeshiva, with sitting in it. And then we said in the Mishnah, V'she'en le'em achrayot, en iknin ele b'mishicha. With movable properties, they're going to be acquired only through mishicha, through pulling it over. Minnalan, how do we know? Dechtiv, v'chi timkiru mimkar la'amitecha, o kanom yad amitecha. If you purchase something from a friend or from the hand of your friend, davar niknem yad le'yad, that's to be something that comes from hand to hand, meaning that's to be given over to your hand. Once it's pulled over, the movable property is acquired to you. Okay, hold on. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that he says, according to the Torah, Dvar Torah, that money acquires, what are you going to say? How would you respond to this? Because you're saying only through Meshicha. So the Gemara says, Tana takantad rabanan katane. We were talking about a rabbinic establishment. You're talking about a deoraita level, a biblical level. I'm talking about a rabbinical level. On a rabbinical level, we say that it has to be through Meshicha as well. Then we said, Nechasim she'en lehem achrayut. We said non-movable properties are going to be acquired movable properties can be acquired through land, through non-movable properties, with kesef, shtar, and chazakah. So Gemara says, Milan Emili, how do we know that? Amar Chizkiyada, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayiten lehem aviyem matonot, their father gave them gifts. Who is this talking about? This Pasuk is talking about Bnei Yehoshaphat, the children of Yehoshaphat. It says, Im are mitzurot biyuda, with these cities of in land of Yehuda. Oh, so why did he give it with the cities? You see that it can be acquired, movable properties can be acquired with land in this way. So Ibayilhu, the Gemara asks a question, Bayin and Sevorim, Olo, do you need to be that the movable objects that you're acquiring to someone has to be piled on the land that's being given or not? Has to be acquired, meaning does it have to be on that land or not have to be on the land, right? Rashi says, does it have to be sitting on that actual land or not? So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Tashema, come and listen. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Karka Koshu Chayevet Pe'al Bikurim. A smallest little property of land is obligated after giving Pe'ah. What's Pe'ah?
Corner.
Right, when you leave one corner of your field, you don't harvest it, you leave it for the Anim, you leave it for the poor. And Bikurim, what's Bikurim? Oh, the first fruits you give in Eretz Yisrael. So that even the smallest little land is obligated. V'lichtov alei prosbol, and you would be able to write a prosbol on that land. If let's say it was a loan, it's a loan, the person can write a prosbol so that the loan doesn't get canceled by the seventh year, huh? By the shavuot year, you can write a loan that it wouldn't get canceled by shavuot. And v'liknon iman nechasim she'en lehem achrayut, and you can acquire with that land, even the smallest little land like this. You can acquire with that land movable properties if you have movable properties on it. So hold on, the Gemara says, V'yamar ba'inan sevurim. If you say it has to be piled on that piece of land, kol shehu lemay chazik. If I have a small piece of land like this, this large, what can I fit in a piece of land that big, the size of a coin? How can I pile something on that? It's the smallest piece of land, nothing I can fit there. So how can you fit anything there? So the Gemara says, Targuma Rav Shemuel Bar Bisna, Kameder Rav Yosef, he explained in front of Rav Yosef. It's talking about like a needle. You place a needle in that piece of land, and that's what you're acquiring over. You can acquire over a needle in that piece of land. The Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Kivastan. You're trying to bother me? It's different perushim. Rashi says, Tiartani. You're bothering me. He says, Ichbal Tana l'shminan machat. The Tana went so far to teach this whole lesson. To teach us about a needle? Well, who cares about a needle? Who wants a little needle that doesn't help anyone? Amar Ravashi, man lemalan de lo talaba margenita de shavya alfazuze. Oh, Ravashi said, who's to say that he didn't hang a beautiful, expensive pearl on that needle? Who's to say that he didn't hang something worth a thousand zoos? A pearl worth 1,000 zoos? So therefore, even though it could be a little needle, it could be something attached to it that's worth a lot more. So the Gemara says Tashema. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So we still haven't come to our conclusion. Do we say that you need to pile it on that land or not? He says Maase b'Madoni Echad. There's a place called Madoni. There's a person from that place. Shahiyah b'Yerushalayim. He was in Yerushalayim. Shahiyah lo mitaltelin arbe. He had a lot of movable properties. Ubikesh litanan matana. You wanted to give it as a gift. Amrullah, they said to him, "Ein lo takana sheyaknem al gabei karka." It says nothing you can do until you acquire it to somebody on property. I mean, Rashi explains over here. He could have done it through meshicha, could have done it through someone pulling it over to themselves, or through khalifin, kinyan sudar. Those ways are also. The Gemara is going to ask later on why I didn't say that, but he's saying you need to do it on property. So the Gemara says, "Me'asa, what did he do?" Halach ve'lakaf bet sela samuch leYerushalayim. He went and bought a land worth of a size of a sela. In Yerushalayim, what's a sela? What's a sela? So there's different perushim. One perush is a sela is a coin. It's a value. So the size of a sela is a piece of land this big. So yeah, so it's nothing. So it's a tiny little piece of property. So the Gemara says, what did he do? He bought this next to Yerushalayim, samuch Yerushalayim. Ve'amar sefono, there's a girsa over here. Sefono shaze leploni. Sefono leploni. He said this part is this northern part is to this person. And with it comes 100 animals and 100 barrels. Umet, and then he dies. And they fulfill his words. Hold on a second. You have a small piece of land this big. 100 animals, 100 barrels, and they fulfill his words. If you need it to be piled on that land, how can you fit 100 animals and 100 barrels on a small land the size of a coin? So the Gemara says, no. Misvarat beit sela, sela mamash. Did you think when it said Beit Sela is referring to an actual coin? No. My Sela, when it says Sela, what does Sela mean? Dinafish Tuva. Sela means a lot. Big land. That's what Sela means. Va'amai Karule Sela. Why do they call it Sela, the coin? Because the Kasheke Sela. It's a rocky land like a Sela, like a piece of coin. That's how it was a rocky piece of land. It was a big piece of land. And therefore, you can learn from here that maybe you would have to pile it all on the land in order for it to be acquired over to that person. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Do a quick 1 minute recap. We started in the Mishnah on Kafei Amud Bet by talking about how do you acquire an animal, the large animals, the small animals, the difference between the opinions of Rav and Shmuel. Then as we got to the Amud Aleph, part number two was a new Mishnah. And then we discussed in the Gemara the question of if you make a condition on the Kinyan. Right? If he comes and says, if I want, I'm going to pay you with money. If I want, I'm going to acquire it through a document. He's able to do that. He's able to do such a thing in acquiring. Part number three was the case of how do we know that a document acquires in such a case, in these cases of acquiring property, land. And part number four, last stop, which is really going all the way onto Amud Bet, was do we say that to acquire the movable property with the land, that the movable property has to actually be laying on the land itself to acquire it? Does it have to be tziburimba or not? We tried to say that maybe no, because even the smallest little land would acquire it. And then we said that no. When we said sela, that's not referring to a small land, it's referring to a big land. It could be that, yeah, he did put all of his movable property on this land in order to give it over bikinyan, and that's how maybe it would be acquired. So maybe we would say that you need to have all your movable property on the land in order to acquire it over. Amen, amen. Just the FYI, they moved the the kids program and everything next door on Shabbat. So I hope that it will be finished by 12 o'clock. If it's not finished, we're going to do the class next door upstairs in one of the classrooms. Daf Yomi tomorrow. Shabbat Shalom.